Hello, it's the Wolf 101.5. I was told to call because you were related to Andre.
Yes, I'm Laura's mom, which would make me Andre's aunt, and I'm requesting Clap the Wolfman by the Guess Who?
You got it. Can you give us a great story about Andre?
Oh, absolutely. As Laura was saying, we lost touch due to circumstances, but Andre was always such a happy little kid, and we spent a lot of years on the farm with my mom. It was sort of like a meeting place for everyone, and I always remember Andre in his teen years, and he was sitting at the table, and we'd have our lunch. And then he'd always look around. He says, "You don't mind if I get up and have a smoke?" And off he went to the veranda. And when I heard your loving stories about him asking for the cigarettes, it just hit home. It's like he hasn't changed. But unfortunately, I think Laura said it all in her tribute to him, and I ditto that. It's just amazing how a young man made such a difference in the community, because the community made it a wonderful, welcoming place for him. And I send my gratitude and my thanks out to all of you. And did you ever get your speakers repaired?
No, we ended up moving away from downtown, so...
Oh,
but the first thing when we got here to the South End, I made sure that he was okay. I was just like, "I'm worried about him. Somebody go check." And then somebody called the radio station saying, "I checked on Andre. He's fine and he misses you, Kernsey." But yeah. All right. Well, let's do it. Let's clap for Andre right here on the Wolf with the Guess Who, and clap for the Wolf Man. Do you know how to do the wolf howl?
Oh. All right. That was an elder.
Thank you so
God
much.
God bless you.
Have a great night. Okay there, bud?
Thank you.